This is Podcraft, where we're honing the art of podcasting. On today's show, we're talking microphones, that oft-debated topic in podcasting. What type of microphone do you need? What's the best type to get? How much do you need to spend? We're talking about it all on Podcraft. Hey folks, and welcome again to Podcraft, the short, sharp, bite-sized show giving you just what you need to make your podcast the best it can be and reach as many ears as possible. Thanks for joining us again. This is the start of series two, so we've got new title music, new everything, new format. So it's a short show. We're going to be looking at 10, 15-minute episodes, giving you just what you need at the given time. It's just basically to try and fit into a niche within the podcasting podcasts, because there's a lot of podcasting podcasts out there, so thought I'd try and do something a little bit different, give you something nice, short and sharp, things you can just listen to on a little journey or even just pull it out when you're cooking your dinner or something like that. But yeah, we'll try it out. Let me know what you think and hopefully it can help you out a bit with your podcasting efforts. So if you're a current subscriber, you know last series one, we talked about beginners podcasting. So essentially it was a series of 10 episodes aimed at getting you started in podcasting from the very start right up to having your first couple of episodes released. So I hope you found that useful if you did listen. If you didn't and you want to go through that process, if you're just thinking about launching just now, then by all means go back and listen to that again. You can find us on thepodcasthost.com/podcraft. You can go on there and you can find that series at any point. So by all means, go back and have a listen. On this series, series two, we're going to be looking at podcasting equipment. So it's one of the most common questions I get on the site at The Podcast Host. It's what kind of equipment do I need? What are my minimum setups? What is it that I need to create my podcast? And I'm of the opinion, possibly against some, that generally it doesn't matter what equipment you've got as long as you start going. So just start podcasting. It's more about your content. But then as you move along, as you get better, as your content improves, as your presentation skills improve, and as your audience grows, then you want to be moving on to better equipment. So this series is all about looking at the beginner's equipment, what you need to start with, the other types of equipment you can get as you go through your podcasting journey. So the kind of upgrades you can get, the different types of podcasting you can do, different podcasting applications, right up to the expert level. So we're going to be looking at all the types of equipment that you need to podcast right up to a professional studio level. So I hope you find that useful. On this episode in particular, we're going to look at microphones because they're the first element in the audio chain, probably have the biggest effect on the quality of your audio. So like I say, microphones are always hotly debated, partially because it actually depends a lot on your voice. So one microphone can be excellent for one person, whereas it might not be so good for another. So it does depend on a little bit on your voice, a little bit on how you sound. But generally, you can rely on the fact that some microphones are generally are mostly better than others. So we'll talk through a few good ones from entry level right up to expert level, and we can see what might suit yourself. If there is a place close by, though, that you can try out some microphones, then that's always the best thing you can do. Pop into an audio shop, pop into a music shop of some sort, try out a few different microphones and see what you think sounds best with your voice. But like I said, if you follow the reviews here, find them anywhere else on the web as well, you generally can't go wrong if you find quite a few people talking highly or praising highly certain types of microphones. Now, a little caveat at the start, of course, many podcasts actually record with co-hosts, so more than one person, and possibly in different locations. So at that point, you can end up with the situation where one person is recording or is actually doing the storage of the recording, whereas the other person is sort of on the other end of a Skype call or a Google Hangout call. In that case, many times the connection quality can actually be more important than your microphone. So it's worth getting a good microphone anyway, especially if it's a headset mic. So upgrading from your standard crappy headset mic up to a decent quality headset mic. And I'll go into headset mics in particular at some point in this series. But just to be aware of the fact that even a great microphone on the other end of a bad Skype connection, it doesn't really save that that call. It can still be pretty bad quality. But if you're recording by yourself in a studio, just like I am right now, then a great quality microphone could come across because there's no internet connection that'll get in the way. You're just recording straight from your mic into whatever system it is that's capturing your voice. So like I said at the start, microphones probably have the biggest effect on the audio quality you have. Basically, it's the microphone that captures your voice and it translates it from those physical sound waves that you're expelling out your mouth into digital bits and bytes. So a good mic can cost hundreds of pounds, but luckily there's quite a few affordable ones out there as well. So let's get started on the entry-level podcasting mics. Now, the first one I'm going to go through is called the Samson Go Mic. And this is one that I started out with, actually. This is one I had in the really early days. So this was my first upgrade from a really bad headset mic. Now, the Samson Go Mic is a great little microphone that's USB only. It's a funny little device because it comes with its own little mounting clip. So it's quite a small little microphone that kind of folds up within its mounting clip. But you can it comes with a screw as well. So you can mount it onto a mic stand, or you can actually clip it to add to something else. I used to end up clipping it to my laptop screen so that I could read my script below where the microphone was actually mounted. But it's a great little thing for Skype, actually. It's a nice one to enhance your Skype experience because you can just stick it onto your laptop, have it recording your voice, and it's good as a co-host. If you're on the other end of a Skype call, it's a great device for upgrading your audio quality in that situation. So the Samson Go Mic tends to come in at around £40. So it's not very expensive. That works out about $60, I think, these days. So it's probably the bottom level that you can come in at just now. On the other hand, seeing that, for just a little bit more, around £10 to £20 more or $10 to $20 more, you can upgrade to a microphone that's been talked about quite a lot right now. And that is the ATR 2100. Now, I'm finding this being recommended all over the shop just now, and I think that's for good reason. It's a really versatile little beast, being both XLR and USB. And it's a pretty significant quality increase over a cheap headset mic or even the Samson Go Mic. So the key thing here, though, is that that dual output means that in the early days, you can plug it directly into your computer. So you can record straight into GarageBand or Audacity using that USB connection. But then later on, when you get yourself a mixer or a decent digital recorder, you can change over to XLR. So it's got both those outputs. The other benefit is that you can back up your recordings by sending to both. So you can record to USB and XLR at the same time and make sure that if one of the devices crashes, that means you've got a copy of your session on the other. So the ATR 2100 is fine for those US podcasters out there, but it's really hard to get here in the UK and elsewhere, I believe. But there's a guy, Mike Phillips, who you probably have heard of. He's an expert in microphones. He did a breakdown of a mic called the Samson Q2U, and he found it to be near identical to the ATR 2100. So if you're non-US based, you can get the Q2U as an alternative to the ATR 2100, and I can see it on Amazon right now at about the same price. So it comes in at about £50 RRP, although I've seen it a little bit less on Amazon, so that's a great alternative. So that's probably the best entry-level microphone you can get if you can stretch to that £50 mark. Now, a quick little interlude here before we go into the next level microphones, those sort of pro level or sub-pro level microphones. And that is the question, do you need a condenser microphone for podcasting? Condenser microphones are something that you'll probably have heard of if you've looked into mics at all. So if you want that extra level of depth to your podcast, it might well be worth going for a condenser. Condensers work in a really different, pretty much unfathomable way, but suffice to say they introduce a higher level of quality to your recordings. However, and this is the key, that only applies in the right context. So the problem with condensers is because of their sensitivity, condensers tend to pick up a lot of background noise. So that means that you need a nice quiet recording environment to take advantage of the quality that those condensers are offering. They also tend to be a lot more fragile, so they're no good if you're going to be carrying it around in your bag. So if you're off traveling and recording on the move quite often, then a condenser probably is not for you. The other disadvantage is that condenser microphones need external power. So it's called phantom power. This normally comes through a power supply through your mixing desk, your digital recorder, or sometimes a battery in the mic itself. Digital recorders or mixing desks are good investments themselves because they provide a lot more flexibility, but I mean, that's more money and we'll talk about that in future. But to be honest, for most podcasting setups, mixers tend to be overkill. Certainly in the early days anyway. So essentially, if you want the best quality, but but you plan to only record from your desk using a mic stand with a very quiet environment, then a condenser microphone could be great for you. You can get really good extra quality richness to your voice using that microphone. And a good example of an entry-level condenser is from Samsung as well. Samsung CO1 Studio Condenser Mic. So if you want to try out condensers on a budget, then that could be the way to go. Of course, the alternative to condensers, the versus comparison, is the dynamic microphone. Dynamic mics are essentially the opposite of everything I've described above. They record a much narrower, well, not much, sorry, they record a narrower range of frequencies, so you can sound a little bit less rich. They record less surrounding noise, so you have to be right up close to the mic. But because of both of those features, they can be lovely and quiet, and they definitely forgive much worse recording environments, which most people's recording environments fall into. So if you're recording at home, just in your computer room, your office, or even just in your house somewhere, then you don't have a great recording environment, and therefore a dynamic mic is almost certainly better for you. So having covered that comparison, let's move on to the high quality podcasting mics. So when I say high quality, I'm talking high for your average recording studio. The mics in this section are within the normal podcaster's budget, and they provide great quality recordings to boot. So I plan to add pro-level mics to the site in future, such as, you know, the one that every podcaster talks about and dreams about, which is the Heil PR40 in future. But I mean, these things cost a lot of money, and I think by the time you're getting to the stage of buying something like that, you know enough about mics to not need my advice. So I'm just going to talk about the lower level ones now, maybe around the 100 to 200 mark, whereas the Heil often comes in about 300 or so. So what have we got in this area? First of all, we've got the Blue Yeti. So this is a USB condenser mic that's been used by podcasters and general audio producers the world over. So that's the Blue Yeti USB microphone, and it's normally around £125, although it's quite often discounted to under £100 on Amazon, but not reliably. I think in dollars it actually comes in about the same, so you guys in the US get it for a lot cheaper than us. You get it for about $100 or less. So the Blue Yeti offers excellent quality audio thanks to its condenser capsules. It's an amazingly easy to use bit of kit with its plug-and-play USB. That is an advantage in itself, since it bypasses a sound card in your computer, making sure you get the best quality recording, no matter what equipment your computer sports, in the form of sound cards and the like. Lastly, the Blue Yeti comes with its own stand, so it's a good step if you want to jump in at the higher end and not have to worry about accessories like stands and the like. The Blue Yeti also has a bunch of other features, such as a gain knob on the mic itself, so you can adjust it straight from the mic. It's got a pass-through for your headphones, so you can move straight into the mic and monitor it that way. Plus, it's got a few different capture patterns, so you've got a choice between cardioid patterns and others. So you can actually set it up to do exactly what you want to do, whether it's just a solo recording, cutting the background noise, or it's a group of you all sitting around it. So it's a really good mic and worth a look if that's the type of thing you're looking for. Next one, and this is the one that I use myself, and that is the MXL990. So at this level, you can get some really good quality condenser microphones. Like I said, the MXL990 is my own, and I have this mounted on my desk on a little jam stand, short mic stand. It comes in generally around £80, so that's a bit cheaper than the Blue mic. Obviously, you have to have some other kit to go with it. For example, it won't work without a mixer or a digital recorder, or at least a USB converter, so it needs phantom power to work. But, I mean, you can have it in a minimum setup, such as the XLR straight into a digital recorder, missing out the mixer. So there are options, but if you want to move up to this level, I really recommend the MXL990. Great quality mic, and that's the one I use for this podcast and others all the time. I've heard plenty of other people enthuse about the 990 as well, such as Rob from Podcast 411, so I know I'm in good company here. Now, the last on my list, and probably the top level I'm going to talk about here, not quite up with the Heil PR40, although I have heard that argued that this is at least as good a mic for less money, and that is the Rode Procaster. So the Procaster is an absolutely excellent dynamic podcast mic. So it comes with all those advantages that I've mentioned dynamic mics come with before. But the price is creeping up a little bit when you include the stand, the shock mount, and the like. Now, this is an XLR mic, so it does require phantom power, but you get some great quality that goes along with it. So if you can get yourself a cheap mixer, such as a little Behringer or something like that, you can plug it into that. It's even got a built-in pop filter, so you've got a little help with your plosive, so it saves you a bit of cash that way. An alternative, of course, if you don't want to have to buy the mixer, the digital recorder, whatever, is the Rode Podcaster. Now, the Rode Podcaster, the very similar mic, but it's a USB output, so you can put it straight into your computer and record right into Audacity or whatever digital audio workstation you're working with. I would say the choice between the two is right down to expandability. So the Podcaster will always just be a USB mic. You'll only be able to, ever be able to plug it into your computer or into your iPad or similar. Whereas the Procaster can become part of a really expensive, good quality mixing setup later on if you want to. So you can upgrade it to a really good quality mixer, mic preamps, all that type of stuff, and get great quality out of it without having to change your mic in future. So it's up to yourself whether you think you're going to go that way. But either way, they're not ridiculously expensive mics, only a little bit more than the Blue Yeti at around £130-140 in the UK, probably around £200 or so in the US. So let's tie it up now. The two factors that determine what microphone you should go for, I think, are your recording environment and your budget. So buy as expensive a podcast mic as you can afford, as with anything else, I suppose. The more you spend, the better quality you'll get. But I do think that only goes up to a point. You can spend hundreds, but you need a lot of knowledge and more professional support equipment to take advantage of the quality offered by someone like the Heil PR40. I would say save that for a couple of years down the line when you've become an audio production guru and stick with someone like the Blue Yeti or the Rode Podcaster for now. I think the question between dynamic and condenser comes down to only and solely where you normally record and how much kit you want to use. So obviously you need more kit for the condenser and you also need a better quality studio environment. You will get better quality sound out of it, but only if you're in the right context in that really quiet room with good kit to support it. I think above and beyond all of that, though, is don't let this stuff stop you recording. Don't let worrying about the quality of your microphone, the quality of your kit stop you just putting some content out there. The best thing you can do beyond better than getting better quality kit is to improve your presenting. So just practice, practice, practice. Put out podcasts, get better at speaking, better at content, better at writing, all that kind of stuff. Better content will attract more listeners, and then you can move up to the better kit after that. Okay, so thanks for listening. So that ties up episode 1 of series 2, all about podcast microphones. This has been a little bit longer than I'll hope the future ones will be. So we're on 18 minutes just now, but I think I did a little bit of an introduction to the series at the start. So it probably evens up a little bit. I just want to say, I'd love to get your feedback, love to get your questions. I want to hear what you want to know about podcasting, and I want to hear what you like and what you don't like about this podcast. So get in touch at colin@thepodcasthost.com. or leave a comment on the show notes. You can find this podcast at thepodcasthost.com/podcraft/21. And of course, on that page as well, you can get links to all of the microphones that I have mentioned today. Okay, thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Keep on podcasting.